Casey Palmer, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for the interest.
Casey, tell me why you started your blog in the first place.
I started blogging years and years ago just because I always love sharing stories. It's evolved over time to change with me and my growing family, and now it's somewhere where I can really share things that are relevant to what's going on around me and my environment.
Tell me about the idea of Casey Palmer, Canadian dad.
The entire idea of being a dad in Canada is so different than many other places with our multiculturalism and so many different things that come together to make what being Canadian is. So I try to capture all that in a multiracial urban family, just trying to figure out a family life where you might not expect it.
What does Black History Month mean to you?
It lets me reflect on a lot of the struggles and champions and whatever has happened in the decades and centuries before that's led to this point. Being Black myself, it's important for me to reflect on it and make sure that everything that my predecessors have fought for to get us to this point is something I uphold and carry forward to take forward to my children.
Do you feel different somehow because you're Black, or are you more just a Canadian dad kind of thing?
That's challenging to answer in certain ways. I mean, I don't wake up every morning and put my Blackness on the forefront as something to consider, but I think it's molded my behaviors and attitudes towards things in certain ways where I think different people from different cultures will react to different situations in different manners. So I think it's just integral to who I am and the way I act rather than something that's consciously on my mind.
Do you think the Canadian experience is different than the American experience? And if so, how much different and in what ways perhaps?
Not entirely different. I don't think you can be on the opposite sides of a political border and be entirely different from one another. But there are different elements that we don't have. There's not as much violence as you have in the States. And a lot of the issues that come from race relations in the States don't exist in Canada in the same way. We're not perfect, but we don't have as much overt challenge in just getting everyone to coexist. We have a ways to go, a lot of conversations to happen, a lot of recognition to happen, but I prefer to raise my family up here than south of the 49th parallel. I know that for sure.
Well, Casey Palmer, you've started something very interesting on your blog, and that is 2.9. Do you want to explain what that is?
Yeah, Tales from the 2.9 is an ongoing series that happens right now. It's been happening through Black History Month. I started it last year, a few days after my second son was born. Not the best plan. But this year, it's really started to ramp up. And what it is a collection of narratives from Black Canadians who have a story to tell. And the reason why that's important is because from a lot of popular culture, the narratives we see of Black Canadians tend to be the celebrities, tends to be criminals. You don't really see the hardworking individuals who fall in between and just live their lives. So what I'm trying to capture is that there is such a diversity and richness in Black culture in everyday people. And what are the stories that they have to tell and the opinions they have to share?
How do you choose the people you profile?
I have a good group of peers that I can reach out to. I start with that and see who they want to recommend. And it's a lot of coordination through December and January to just see who's out there, what stories there are to share. And in some cases, there's some coaching here and there to make sure we're getting the right story. You know, we're not just scratching the surface. I really urge contributors to give their all when it comes to putting out a story for the series.
Do you find any common themes from the people you speak with?
Yeah, there's elements of not so much racism, so to speak, but you have the stereotypes and the archetypes that people may assume Black people fall into, again, going back to popular culture. You have the search for belonging, there being the 2.9, Tales from the 2.9, is representative of the 2.9% of the Canadian population that's Black. So there's not really many of us in the country, so you may have some Black people who feel isolated or they're in communities where there's only maybe two or three other Black people in a cast of hundreds or thousands. So a lot of it is in the search for belonging and trying to make sure that you are fitting your own personal representation of what it means to be Black and not trying to live up to something that may not reflect who you are.
What do you want people to get from connecting with your blog then, Casey?
I think it's trying to do two things. One is to have open sharing of the narrative of what it means to be Black Canadian in a way that maybe isn't done as frequently as we could do online. So trying to really tell honest and realistic stories about the Black Canadian experience. But also what I'm hoping it does is start discussion and start the right conversations to start moving us to a place where having those, you know, open and honest views of Black culture isn't so uncommon. It's just something that is integrated into our daily life, and we all have a better understanding of the different components that come together to make our multicultural country.
What's been the reaction so far to Tales from the 2.9?
Immense. Many people, after getting out to radio and television about it, many people have reached out to just say thank you for putting together this series. It's not something that you see done very often, and now that it's starting to get a bit more public presence, it's really bridging some gaps with everyone from community groups to school teachers to other peer bloggers and vloggers, people on YouTube who I might not have spoken with otherwise. So there really seemed to be a need for putting out a series like this, and I'm hoping that it just continues to grow as time goes on.
Casey Palmer, do you think there will be a time when there won't be the hyphenated Black Canadian, just be people will just be Canadian?
Well, if mixed couples are already known of that, give it a few generations. But before that, the more discussion we have and the more acceptance we have may just reach us to a point where if we, you know, evolve curriculum, we evolve discussion to a point where we're including everyone at the table and we talk about the different issues we have and we talk about the different definitions of what it means to be Canadian, then I think we can reach that point. But that is a long journey we need to walk before we get there.
Casey Palmer, thank you very much for this, and congratulations on your blog and Tales from the 2.9.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for having me.